The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
The Bat. Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you get to 98.5thesportshub.com and download our app. If you haven't done that already for your Apple, your Android, stream
us.
App. Make sure you stream us.
You weren't streaming yesterday, you missed
you
gem
missed a
from
doozy,
Artie.
Man.
Stop saying.
Download the app. And get us on your smart speaker as well, please. Already. What are you waiting for? 617-779-0985.
Not a question.
Yeah, what is it?
So say you have like outdoor speakers.
Yes.
And you got one of those old, and Hardy, being a music guy, like one of those old Harman Kardon receivers that you have the speakers plugged in, you know, wired into. And say that receiver's gone. Do they still even like sell receivers like that? Or
they do.
Would you be?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do? Go like Radio Shack?
I got rid of all that stuff, and I had to buy two new receivers.
Like, I haven't bought a new receiver in like 20
last,
years.
Last summer for like home theater stuff.
You know what? No one buy.
But I'm like, am I better off
I have
to set
two
up
of those. I've got one
speaker
in my basement and one in my garage. That's where I put them because you don't need them anymore.
But I love cranking them outside
because
like on nice
now
days.
You've got sound bars and you've
right.
got. You don't need them in the living room anymore. You don't need them.
Well,
for
the new
anything.
Receivers come with Bluetooth, right?
That's so the point. Yes. Everything's Bluetooth. Yes. So I can. Do you think the new receivers have like Bluetooth?
Yes, they
technology.
Do. The new ones do. The new ones do.
You need Bluetooth speakers, though.
One of the ones I have is it's hardwired to ceiling speakers, but it's got a Bluetooth subwoofer, so you don't have like a cord going across the floor.
Oh. Look at you.
It's nice.
Where do you get those at?
Why? What are you looking to do? What do you want?
I don't know. I'm like, I want to jazz up my outside music thing. But I'm having issues with my receiver, like the, but it's got to have enough amp and watts in there.
You need some wattage.
Yes, because my outside speaker's booming. I think I boomed them too much last year.
You can
year.
Buy, so do you need the radio? Do you want the radio?
I would love the radio because I like to tune in and out like Sam.
But you can buy an amp. They sell amps now, just the amp, where it has just Bluetooth and a tuner in it.
Like I might just do that.
Where it's very basic.
Because I get Sports Hub app.
Just a box where it's got nothing but Bluetooth and FM.
I don't know how much time you want to spend on this.
I don't want to spend any more than we already have.
Okay. A variety of ways to go. I'll talk to you about
it. But I'm excited. Good. Okay.
You're excited now.
I am. Gives me something to look forward to.
The things that get this guy excited. It's unbelievable.
I'm like, damn, I thought like I'd have to rewire, you know, everything.
No. We'll get you figured out.
Okay, good.
We'll get you figured out. Chad is in Medford today. Hi, Chad.
God, I hate this.
Chad! Two, one.
Where's Blair in Maine?
He's on two different lines. Here's another Chad in Medford. It's got to be the same guy.
This is me.
It's got to be the same guy.
Hey, Chad.
Right. It's me. Okay. One line. But that guy, I'm talking about Tuca. I mean, as long as he ain't throwing guys under the bus like he used to or quitting, I think Cassie's got the most out of him, any coach. I mean, Bill, you mentioned earlier that his stats were better than what, 2013, that playoff run?
12-4, yeah.
His stats through the first 16 games, he's played
right.
16 games this year so far. His stats through the first 16 games in 2013 were actually better, and then he fell off the shelf.
Right, but the eye test, the defense wasn't as playing as good as they are playing now. And then in the finals cup against Chicago, he didn't play that great. And I just think the Blackhawks that year had a little better team, right, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this year, as long as I think, you know, he's been the best goalie in the playoffs so far, agree? By far.
I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah, so So as long as I think they're the favorite to win the cup, I know Mazzy wants San Jose, which would be a good. It seems like destiny's on their side to make the. Did you see last night that game with the guy shoving it with his glove?
I saw it. I saw the highlight. I didn't watch the game live, but I saw what happened.
Man, that's a few things that have happened in the playoffs for them.
Hardy, did you watch that game live last night?
I did not.
Yeah.
I saw that. I mean, they got to fix this.
They missed that one.
NHL's got to do something. What's worse, that one or the Tuukka one off the net? Say the Bruins lost that in that series turn.
The net one still bothers me more. And not because it was the Bruins. Because the Bruins won that game.
Because everybody saw it and stopped.
The one last night, like the hand pass thing, you can't do it. I get it. It happens all the time. You see, God, they let that hand pass thing. There's so much wiggle room with what you're allowed to do with a puck that's coming down through the air. You're not supposed to do anything other than touch
it. It's very rare that you grab it, put it down, you shoot it, and the puck goes in. Normally, well, that goes down, you pass it to someone.
This guy like swatted it in the direction of the slot in front of the net. But
my thing is, there was another pass from a stick after the hand pass. Like the puck was gathered, there was another pass, and then
was there another pass, or did it just hit another player? I don't think there was a pass.
No, there was another pass.
I'm gonna go back and watch it again.
Go back and watch it again. There's another pass. The puck gets knocked down by the hand. And then there's a player who's in front of the net who makes another pass, another short pass before the goal is scored. Yeah, I think the net one is far worse, if you ask me. I mean, this one wasn't great, but
there's the hand pass. Oh yeah, and there's the actual pass. Yeah, I mean, it was a loose puck. He swatted it in the direction of where he wanted it to go, which you're not supposed to do, but really, more than anything, I'll put it under the same umbrella. Why is that not reviewable?
It's exactly like the same. It's the same exact thing that applies with this play as it does with the net.
Why is that not reviewable?
Yeah.
Especially that one when it's a game decider. But in terms of like, you know, the refs totally blowing that one, they blew the net against the Bruins worse than they blew that last night. He touched it with his hand. You kind of batted it in a direction. That happens with hand pass, not necessarily hand passes, but pucks coming out of the air. Those guys just don't, you know, touch it with their hand, allow it to go wherever they want. If they did, why touch it with your hand? They're obviously trying to influence where the puck, if you're touching the puck with your hand, you're trying to influence where it's going.
By the way, can you understand how the official didn't see whether or not he touched the puck with his hand? Can you understand that? I can. There's one official that's behind the net at the opposite side of the ice. I can sort of understand why, you know, there's this outrage. How didn't they see it? I can understand how they maybe didn't see it. At least I can understand. I don't know how everybody missed the puck hitting the net. I don't get that one. I can sort of understand how this one got missed.
Yeah. When you watch it in real time and not the super slow-mo, like what the hell happened? It looks like someone bats it with their stick.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Boston today. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, not to harp on the Sochi Olympics, because, Jesus, really, who cares? But that guy who called in on Tuukka made 37 saves in the quarterfinal, got the flu, which, honestly, in Sochi doesn't surprise me with the conditions that were going on over there.
Bob Sosa?
So he sits out, and then he comes back in the bronze medal game and shoves it against the U.S., I believe shut him out. So, I don't know. How much higher is the bar really set on Tuukka, where the guy, I just feel like his expectations are way higher. I've never seen a fan base waiting to give the middle finger at each other over a differing opinion on their own player. It's just kind of
polarizing. I mean, that's been this guy's way, his entire career. You know, either in, you're out on. There's no middling with this guy.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just been, I mean, for the most part, I don't get how anybody could argue that he's not a good to bordering on very good goalie, more so very good than good.
Because your route to the Stanley Cup Finals has never been, I don't want to say easier, but if he's doing this against teams like Tampa, or he shut out, or you swept Pittsburgh and their talent, or say you finally beat the Capitals. We sat here prior to the playoffs saying, if you're matched up against Tampa, who are you picking? And we all said Tampa. If you're matched up against the Capitals, who are you picking? Capitals. right?
Because there's a gap between very good and great.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between being very good and
opponent
great.
A little bit.
And being right. being, you know, very good versus being great can be the difference between winning and losing at this time of year. It can. That can many times be the difference. And so that's what the argument's about. And it's a great argument to be having. And it's a great argument to be sitting there as a fan base.
Get ready for it.
Wanting to flip each other off about.
And get ready for it.
It means your team is good and you're having fun. You're going deep into the playoffs.
You could sweep tonight.
Enjoy
it. Get rest. You could win in five in the next 2 weeks. And this guy's going to be looked at as like one of the greatest goalies ever. Get ready for it.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Get the duck boats ready.
Game four tonight. Of course, you can hear that right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Right back with more of your calls. More on Tuca. Does he need his David Price moment? Will he get his David Price moment here in these playoffs?
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Paul is in Millbury. He's up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Paul.
What's up, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. What's Thanks. Up?
All right. I just want to make the point that I think Tuukka Rask is able to play so well this postseason because he didn't have to play as much in the regular season. I want to know what your thoughts on that are.
It's a point that's been raised, and I think it's got some validity to it. Tuukka Rask obviously did not have the same workload this year that he had in previous years.
Wasn't there a playoff run where he was in the playoffs, but he had like a groin issue and was kind of tweaked and it wasn't like 100% perfect? I mean, if it's a health thing, that's huge for him. Not even from a playing standpoint and seeing the puck standpoint, but from, you know, just feeling good. That's something he's talked about a lot going into these playoffs each round. We feel great, feel good.
I will remind everybody that in 2013, again, we've been referencing 2013 a lot today.
12-4 year.
Through the 16 games, Rask was 12-4. That was a shortened season. It was not a full season that year. Wasn't a full workload. Tuukka Rask in that season started 34 games for the Bruins that year. 34.
Seems like a lot.
It does?
No.
Gonna say what's wrong with you? 34. So what do you have to say about that? What?
I love
it. You got nothing?
That was a condensed schedule though, because of the lockout. So
oh,
so you played a lot of games in a short period of time.
That was giant home cooked meatball.
He played almost to the end of June that Stanley
Cup.
Remember?
I'm just saying he started 34 games that year. He started 45 this year. So does that hold up? I don't know. It's just that.
Those food vouchers were the coolest thing.
I get it. I think he does look fresher this year in the playoffs, and I want to point to that. I want to point to Halak and say, you know, they were right. They were right to get Halak. They were right to break it up. I just think they're right either way because Tuukka is older. You know, 2013 was 6 years ago now. They're right to handle it this way. They were right to pay a little bit extra money, you know, another $500,000, you know, that they paid to go out and get Halak last offseason. Give Don Sweeney credit for that. They handled this the right way. Could be part of the reason why Tuukka's played well.
Yeah, and overall health. I mean, there's a bit of luck. We talk there when you make it this far, you make it, you know, on the cusp of going to a cup final. We talk about in every sport, there's an element of luck. And I think the Bruins lucked out in having the Lightning and Capitals eliminated early on. And I think they've been lucky for the most part with health on this team, primarily with Tuukka Rask. So he got his rest, and it was good that Halak was there. and had the safety net of Halak, and the team probably felt that way too. Mm-hmm. Things didn't go well with Tuukka, but he's been healthy for the most part too. They've been fortunate, if you don't like the word lucky, fortunate.
Jesse's in Cambridge with a thought on the NFL. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, guys. So in the aftermath of the Patrick Peterson suspension, isn't that more of an indictment on the league that they're still not willing to do anything about Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, you needed more of an indictment on the league in terms of how they handle domestic violence issues?
Right. I mean, you know, they're quick to do these type of suspensions with
it's,
you know, substance abuse.
Steroid policy. You get tested, there's a thing in place that tells you what you get served, and boom, you get handed it. Random testing gets you this. And he tried to mask it. It's automatic.
They could still be
collecting evidence on Tyreek Hill, and there could be something coming down that you don't even know about.
Yeah, yet. I don't think it's easy to compare.
I don't think that's over yet.
I don't think it's fair to compare PED testing and, like, off the field.
So my point is, you know, I'm pretty sure they have everything they need to know. You know, what are they waiting for?
Oh, they just don't want to. Really? They just don't want to. This is the NFL. They don't like to suspend players, and they don't like dealing with this, and there's no tape. And there's no hard evidence.
I've seen no tape.
There's no hard evidence to prove the allegations against Tyreek Hill. They're nothing more than allegations. It's his word against hers. That's it. Right?
Wouldn't be great. Nah.
The girlfriend accused him of things?
I didn't mean it was great.
What's to say that those things happened? The police closed their investigation. They didn't charge him. Now they say they've reopened the investigation. It's still the same thing. His word against hers.
Wouldn't it be interesting though if it was an 8 or 9 year old boy that could actually describe, "Hey, my dad did this to me," or something, as opposed to the toddler or the 3 year old? I know it's a 3, and they could probably still talk and all that. I can't remember. But I think it would hold more if the kid would think, "Yeah, my dad did this," as opposed to he said versus she said. It's easier to suspend players when they violate a policy. Which is steroids. You can't take steroids.
Well, yeah, it's open PEDs. And shut.
Yeah.
You know, fail a test,
that's easy,
boom.
Bang.
What is there to debate?
The commissioner doesn't even have to, he doesn't have to say anything. Yeah. League handles that. We got people in place for that. Boom, boom, boom. We got testers and white coats.
Never learn UPN this
Cup.
League.
We tested. Oh, it didn't work. You go there. The you get 4.
Oh, he'll be cut by Monday. Oh, he'll be out of football by the end of the week. Yeah, right. Or what was the date of the draft? How far removed from the draft are we now?
April. Yeah, but the team thought something was up, too, because they traded up to get the receiver from Georgia.
They moved up.
So they didn't think he was, you know, necessarily going to go scot-free either.
What was the date of the draft?
Is that the Ridley kid they took?
No, Mecole Hardman.
Oh, that's right.
What was the date of the draft?
24th, 25th, something. Okay. All right. Whatever the Thursday was, 24th or 25th.
So we're like 3 weeks removed from the draft. 3 weeks later, nothing. Nothing has happened. I haven't seen the Chiefs cut him yet. Anyone seen the Chiefs get rid of him?
No.
You know why? Because if they cut him, someone else is going to sign him. That's what this league is. That's what the league does.
Yeah, the Browns signed Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I've read something that the Browns probably wouldn't do it.
Oh, they wouldn't?
Because they've already done it once.
They got one, yeah.
Yeah, and John Dorsey can't just keep doing that.
Yeah.
They've already signed one of the domestic abusers out of
quotas hit.
Yeah, they already hit their quota on guys with domestic violence raps. They've already got their one guy that we know of. Let's go to Frank, who's in Roslindale. What's up, Frank?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. The GM is mainly responsible for the problems that they have right now in the NHL, because when these guys meet for their annual meetings, they vote on something. Okay, it passes now. It's a rule. They're not looking at it in the perspective of how it's going to be called, what's reviewable, what isn't. I propose, very simply, until they can get a better handle on this, do it like the NFL. I mean, touchdowns are all reviewable. And you do it with goals within, you know, before the guys even line up for the ensuing faceoff, most of them are going to be okayed anyways. So all goals got to be reviewed.
Every goal has to be reviewed?
Not reviewed, but I mean, they look at it in 2 seconds. They do it in the NHL, in the NFL. All touchdowns, you know, they look at it real quick. And then they're getting okay. And they
we do it all the time, too, on Xbox, on NHL 19, because my kid and I play each other. Like, I took the Canes.
Okay, here's the problem with this, Frank. I got a problem with this, Frank.
Was that part of the goal? Was that part of the goal?
You have to. What part are you going to look at?
Was the hand pass part of the goal?
You're going to look at it from the moment it. You got to pick a point.
That's my point. That's what the NHL is going to say.
Yeah, I would say the from the time the puck enters the zone.
Okay.
That's when you start looking at it.
All right. That's fair.
It's like the delayed penalty call, though. But, you know, like, okay, but sometimes that goes. Wait till they
sometimes it's 30 seconds.
Sometimes it's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's rare. That's extreme. But sometimes it is.
And there's a momentum there. You know, we see it all the time. Team scores a goal, and before they even make the goal announcement.
I think there should be a flag, too. I want to see some sort of flag. Something that the...
Throw like a some,
you know,
like
you
fish.
You know what I also wouldn't mind? Yeah, I wouldn't mind it being something large and heavy.
A fish.
That the coach would throw under the... Like a tire? Well, like a spare tire? Like,
what do they, what do they throw the octopus on those?
Just... How about some, like a, every coach keeps a cup of red Kool-Aid, and you throw that out of the ice, and it's splattered like, oh! Kool-Aid challenge! Because that... That makes a mark out.
Yeah, but it's also going to be like within team colors.
Like a cup of
so
rocks.
So like the Bruins have a big, like, you know, yellow cup of Powerade that just goes out in the ice.
I don't know if that's going to show up. You might have to get something black. Are there any black
water balloon?
Coffee.
Let's splatter all over the ice.
What? No, like yellow water. Like
a water balloon with colored liquid. Yes, yeah. Jim's got it.
Like paint.
Throw it out on the ice.
But here's
paint.
The problem.
Like a bucket of yellow paint.
I got a problem with that, too. Water balloon filled with a colored liquid?
Yeah.
If you don't fill that thing enough or it's a good quality balloon,
if it bounces.
That some bitch might not break. All of a sudden, you got a balloon now just like rolling across the ice. No one sees it. They drop the puck at center ice and play continues. Now what do you do?
It's too full. It could break in his hand before he throws it.
Yes.
Oh, God. This needs to be workshopped.
Sean in New Bedford on the hand pass last night. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First off, last night's play in San Jose and St. Louis, that was way worse than the Bruins. Bruins didn't cost us anything. We won the game. St. Louis actually lost that game yesterday.
But you take that part out of it, which is the more egregious miss when you take out the result.
Situationally, of course, last night.
Honestly, the referee was looking right at that puck that was sitting in the left side corner. So he should have seen that guy with the hand pass. That's more egregious to me.
Except he had the goalie, the net, and he had another player in his
and real quick,
line.
Beano, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
This stuff with Tyreek Hill, I think if you put your hands on a woman and you're an NFL player, I think you shouldn't be allowed to come back into the league. Because if I did that out here, I'm not a millionaire. If I did that, I'm going to jail.
It seems
There's
simple
no
enough.
Question about it.
The NFL doesn't want that, though. The NFL was going to fight that tooth and nail. Yeah, the NFL is a league of second chances. In fact, they don't even want to get you in trouble for that many times. If there's a way they can sweep that under the rug, they will try. And in this case,
that handles it differently?
And in this case, we're not even talking about Tyreek Hill being just the guy that puts his hands on women. No. He already did that years ago. He's already a guy who's, we know, beat his girlfriend when she was pregnant. Now he's on to hitting the kids. Allegedly.
He looks like Beetlejuice. Like, he has no neck.
No, that's who he is now.
That's the white turtleneck.
But yeah. That league, which we all love, and we watch the NFL every Sunday, and we're not going to stop watching football, okay?
Fast.
So we're all, you know, we're all guilty contributing parties in that we won't give up football. The league won't do a damn thing about it. That's the league. That is the NFL.
I don't expect them to do anything on it. I don't.
So
they could down the road, but I'm not going to say I'm bother with that during the course of our show.
What do you mean?
That suspension. Because like everybody's on Twitter too.
What's the point?
We've been
down this road a million times.
We're counting days. We got people in the league.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We're just beating our head against the wall. It's the same old crap in this league. It's the same thing every time it happens. You're going to beat your head against the wall? Screaming and yelling about a suspension? Yeah, we'll see. I'm not holding out hope that the NFL does the right thing because they rarely do. The NFL
like
rarely does the right thing.
I'll never forget watching a Dallas game. We were down in Dallas playing the Cowboys, and the Patriots were warming up. And the Cowboys are warming up, and Greg Hardy, who they just signed for $14 million, the one with the futon and
a
the
good
guns
guy.
And, and he's just standing there, staring at the Patriots, just rocking back and forth. Like, there's something ain't right with that dude. And he went, they couldn't block him. Solder couldn't block him. Ended up getting hurt that day, I think. But couldn't block him. But teams will take him because that dude can play. But there ain't something ain't right with him. He's not even warming up with the team. He stands there rocking. It's like baby Huey down here. Just turn him loose on the edge. Get the quarterback. That's all they care about. Think Jerry cared? Nah. His daughter heads up the whole domestic abuse thing down there in Dallas. I said, come on, we'll sign you. $14 million. Go get the quarterback. It's a glory hole for you. Yeah. They're not going to spend this guy. He'll be there. We'll see him. See him in December. Just don't play, man.
617-779-0985. The telephone number. Get your calls on everything from the day. One more segment of that before we get to today's takeaways. We got a lot going on. Tuca and his trump card. And does he need one? Does he have one on his way like David Price had in the World Series last year? Jamie Collins signing with the Patriots. Wick's interview with Felger and Maz yesterday. And the idea of the NFL getting a draft lottery. We get calls on all of it. We'll get to them next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
What's up?
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, real quick here, for the game tonight, if you're looking for a cool place to watch a game tonight, I'll be at Capo, C-A-P-O, for Pints for Pete, my man Pete Frades,
right,
third year I've done it.
Good little spot there.
El Prez is coming in for it. We've done it the last 3 years. We're going to have the Bruins game on. It's for a great cause. Pete Frades helping raise money for him. They're doing a bunch of cities now. His brother Andrew does a fantastic job. But I'll be at Capo tonight, right down the street from here. So rooting on the Bruins. Throwing back a couple for my man Pete. So that's it.
Look at you.
Little plug.
Look at you, Zo.
Yeah.
Big time.
Just took a nap here, huh? Stay here.
Big time, Zo. I went there for dinner not long ago.
It's a swanky. It's a supper club.
Oh, nice place.
Jim's parents will like it because they eat supper. Supper club.
Yeah.
Not dinner, supper. And then you watch the 6 o'clock news, right, Jim?
Went there with Gasper and Murray.
Gasper and Murray.
Yes. 617-779-0985. Well, if you're going anywhere with Murray, you know, it's going to be up to his high
standards. Swanky.
You can hang here as well, take a shower, and then get ready and go.
Yeah. Work the front counter with David down there. That'd be fun.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Paulie in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, Menzo. Great work. Pete Frades, poor guy. Poor Pete, you know, that was a tough deal.
He
was handed.
What do you got, Paulie?
You know, thank God bless him. First of all, I heard you last week, Zoe, talking about, you know, you think me and Frank the Tank guys like us should be in there banging on the glass but the price of tickets. You're right. I mean, I was offered a ticket for the Columbus game, lower bowl, for $300, which is about face value. I told my friend, no way.
Yeah, I know. I remember you at the Super Bowl looking for a good deal.
Yeah, I pay $190 for the AFC Championship game, low ball. I'm not going to pay for a second round game, $300. That ain't going to happen. Tuukka Rask is keeping us in here. If it wasn't for Rask, we'd be down 2-1, and we'd be fighting for our lives right now, okay? The last thing, Bird, Jim, you guys going to see Jackie Green on Sunday?
No.
Jim. It's sold out, you know.
Jim, no. You're
sold out.
I'm not.
I'm going to have to get out.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why's Jackie Green been hanging out with what's his name from the Dead?
I don't know. I don't follow
Bob
him.
Bob Weir. He's been hanging out with Bob Weir. He's been hanging out with Bob Weir.
Well, shame on him, because I hate the Dead. Close fans on.
I have a question.
Good take to end the call. All right.
I don't mean it, no disrespect anyway. Who knows Jackie Green?
Jackie Green is an artist that
Conor Crow guy
that Paulie likes. No, he's not. He's his
Black
own
Crows.
Deal. He's his own deal. Singer, songwriter,
I have a CD
guitar,
from Polly from Christmas.
Guitar player.
What?
He's a hell of a guitar player.
Okay.
But he's his own deal. He's a solo act. Yeah.
Sweet.
He was a member. He's connected. He's tied into the Black Crowes in that he was a member of the final lineup. He's played with Black Crowes. Mm. But no, he's not like one of the original Black Crowes
okay.
guys.
Right.
Yeah, he's tied in with that group of guys.
So not that crazy.
Which is how Paulie got turned on to him.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Paulie looking for tickets.
He's tied in. He's a tie-in. Yeah. But no, Jackie Greene did a national anthem with them.
You robbed my good sense blind.
It's good deck music.
Don't know what it is.
Outdoor restaurant in the Cape.
Don't mind.
Got some fried clams, maybe a little
Jackie Weir. Jackie Greene and Bob Weir did the national anthem before a Warriors game. Like a week ago. It was a week ago.
Sound like Chad LaMarche.
I haven't kissed your lips in
which is why I wondered if Jackie Greene maybe was going to join the Dead. That's all.
Mm. Who so hasn't?
I wondered maybe if they were going to join
John
together.
Mayer. Who like they got all everybody.
Maybe
in
could
there, right?
get Mayer out and get Jackie Greene in. Mark is in Medford. Mark.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on? Hey, what's up?
So after the game last night, I watched that whole game last night. And I heard the rule read over the TV. And there was one part in the rule that kind of confused me because it seems like to me that the referees have been calling the hand pass wrong, like since the beginning of its inception. Because it said one part in that rule where the referee can actually use his discretion whether the hand pass was deliberately steered toward a teammate. Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you guys, you watched a lot of hockey, am I correct?
I thought the key part was the advantage. I thought that was the key part of the rule, wasn't it?
Well, no, the reason why I'm saying this is because how many times have we watched a hockey game in the NHL where a puck would just randomly go off a player's glove and happen to go to his teammate and a linesman or a referee would automatically call it dead? But according to the rule, it's to the referee's discretion
if they saw it.
Player
if they
deliberately
saw it.
Steered it toward... No, you're not understanding what I'm
okay.
saying.
No, I know. But to understand what discretion is, you have to see the play. You know what I mean?
But then why? And how would with you know?
Now you're bringing a human element into it.
Yeah. How would eight eyes on the ice? Do you mean to tell me four referees were not following the puck last night? This is a freaking joke. The NHL should be ashamed of themselves.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Gary Bettman screwed up the NBA. And he screwed up the NHL as well.
Okay. I don't know how Gary Bettman played into what happened last night. I don't know how it's Gary Bettman's fault.
And you're right. I don't know how that many officials aren't following the puck, just like I don't know how none of the officials were following the puck when it went up into the netting.
But I can tell you that the player's back last night has his back to the other three officials on the ice. There's only one official who should have had a view of what was going on.
I don't know.
There's only
up.
One official on the ice that could have had a view. And in between him and the hand pass were a goalie and two other players on the ice and, oh, yeah, the net. So I can understand how it got missed on the ice. At least last night, I look at it and say, I can sort of see how this got missed.
And I think referees also protect each other, too. And you sit here and say, well, how did everybody not see it? I mean, you even go back to some of those fan videos from the Rams-Saints game. And you got two guys making a call on the sideline, hands on their knees, staring at the play. They both miss it.
If I'm the official last night and
that's
I get asked,
element.
if I get called by the league office,
what are you
right?
Say?
If the league office called me after the game last night and they say, how did you miss this? How did you not see it? You know what I'm telling them? Oh, I was looking at the back of Braden Schenn. Go back and look at him from my angle. All I could see was Braden Schenn's number 10. That's all I saw. I couldn't see the pass. Didn't see the puck in his hand.
Showing
Never saw it.
Do you know what else?
That's what I'd say I saw.
And before... When it was the netting call, I said, like, hardly anybody reacts to it. A few players react to it. A few players stop playing. This last night, the only reaction I saw was from the St. Louis goaltender. Every other player acted like it was no big deal. Now, obviously, the Sharks are going to act like that because they don't want to do anything to throw off what they think is a goal and ended up being a goal. But the rest of the Blues players don't start immediately going to the officials and putting their hands up in the air, only the goalie. So I don't think anybody saw it other than the goalie. And probably, obviously, the Sharks. They knew what happened. They're not going to say anything. Just make it reviewable.
Just once. Just one a game. You get a card in your pocket, one a game.
Joe's in Plymouth with a thought on tonight's Bruins game four. Do they sweep it tonight, Joe?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Bad phone. That's the end of that.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Man.
What do you want me to do with that?
I don't know what else he had to say.
I mean,
you thought it was going to be a...
Hey, you have to
come up to the next caller.
Okay, what the hell?
On the show.
How long was he on hold for?
Hi, guys. I like your show.
How long was he on hold for?
Pretty much this segment. Everyone's called in.
That's right. I'm going for the Bros in a sweep.
All set? Today's takeaways?
I think I want to push away.
Okay. All right, good. Today's takeaways coming up.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake and 180 Weight Loss. Put an end to all those things where you got to go, and I don't have my copy, but I know so much about Wake and 180 Weight Loss. Put an end to losing weight for life with Wake and 180 Weight Loss. They stay with you for lights with help. Not lice, but for life with help. They have five locations. There's a 6-1 opening in June. Awaken180weightloss.com.
That's their hashtag, for life with help. That's what they're going with now.
Yes.
That's just in. Awaken 180 for life with help.
Today, Jim presented his proposal for what to do for the Celtics if Kyrie leaves.
Jim.
Assuming Kyrie is gone and Scary Terry is gone too. They're going to need a point guard. And so if you're left with nothing, really, at that point, what do you do? He came up with a way to dump Gordon Hayward and get a point guard, which is make a trade for Mike Conley, who's always hurt and is in his 30s. But at least you got a point guard, and at least you get rid of Gordon Hayward. And if Gordon Hayward continues to suck, the Memphis Grizzlies will still suck too, and the pick might get better. And you might be top six bad, and you kick that pick down the road another year. It's not a bad idea. Someone did a poll? Twitter poll?
Yeah, with that, and threw the 14th pick in with Gordon Hayward to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Oh, so sweetener. A 14th pick sweetener. You can have the 14th pick. That thing's worthless. Go on.
53% yes so far. 47%
How many votes?
Oh, you did a show poll?
102. No, we did not do a show poll.
We better never
do a
show.
A listener did a poll based on the segment.
Wait a second. Now you're giving Hayward and the 14th pick?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, come up with your own
14th
content.
Pick? Who cares with the 14th pick? The 14th pick isn't worth anything.
Show poll.
It's going to be Taco Fall.
You're sitting there at home thinking about old guys to bring him in. Like, how do you sit there and after my kid's game, I'm bringing this guy Conley.
So, how long do I sit in traffic every morning?
Many hours.
A lot of thoughts.
Many hours. What time did you get here today?
9:17.
Wow, that's late for you.
You left, what, 7:30?
6:55.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
How do you do it, man? How do you do it?
You listen to a lot of audio.
I'm never going to be able to work anywhere else but this building now with my commute here.
Oh, when are we moving?
If we move, I'm going to have to retire.
Wow.
I'm out. I quit.
Okay.
What's your dad going to do?
Let me get on that.
I quit.
Dad's going to have to sit those kids.
I'm going to have to find a new job, which for many of you are like, yes, F you, Beetle.
Kids will be in school.
Get a new job. I can't.
Once those suckers go to school, you're good, man. Get them in full day.
What?
Once they go to school,
day. Your life changes.
They do.
Your life changes once kids are in school. Once all three of your kids are all day in school.
I'm just saying the lack of a long commute is good.
I'm not saying you got to move down to wherever the hell Jim lives in Pawtucket, Connecticut.
Yep. Mashinook. Yeah.
Where does Jim live? Warwick?
Warwick.
Providence?
Yeah. Warwick. Where they shame kids for lunch.
Kids on lunch.
Hey, you have a lunch bill? You know what, kid? You're getting a cold sandwich.
Yeah. Well, they shame six-year-olds at lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's right. They are paying for everybody.
Have a yogurt stick, kid.
Hey, go Bruins. We'll be back
tell
at
your mother
tomorrow.
Send some money in.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
That's an app. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jagr looking to golf it out. Held in by Niskanen with five. Neal centers it. Orpik left side. Off now to Wagenla. Wrist shot. Glove side rise. And the Bruins win. They sweep the Pittsburgh Penguins to return to the Stanley Cup Finals.
How fitting was that? Don't know if it would have counted or not, but Jerome Iginla with the puck on his stick in the high slot with seconds to go in this third period, and Tuukka Rask gloves that puck on the shot, labeled for the top corner.
All right, welcome into the program. That's where we were, this stage, 6 years ago. Last time the Bruins were in the Eastern Conference Final going for a sweep, they did it, sweeping out the Pittsburgh Penguins in 2003. You heard it right there.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.